Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always available to you online at npr.org. Many great things happen far from page one of the newspaper. You never find out who the killer was on page one. The lovers never get together on page one. If there were only page ones, Harry Potter would never learn to ride a broomstick. Norman Bates would just be some dude who likes birds. So we say, lift up page two, and occasionally page 16 of the Metro section. That's what the ramble is all about.
Indeed it is. And first we're going to give you a quick follow-up on a story we looked at a couple of weeks ago here on the BPP. There's this site, WikiLeaks. Have you heard of this? This whistleblowing website. It's back online now after a federal judge effectively shut it down last month, February 15th. WikiLeaks.org. It's this website that posts documents that purportedly reveal corporate or government wrongdoings, misdeeds, and makes the sources of those documents untraceable. The site claims to have documented alleged human rights violations in China and political corruption in Kenya. And a Swiss bank had taken WikiLeaks to court after the site posted internal documents suggesting the company helped its clients launder money through the Cayman Islands. The bank denied money laundering and said WikiLeaks had violated the law by posting its private paperwork online, and the site was then shut down. The ban on WikiLeaks was lifted after its attorneys argued that its activities are protected as free expression and upheld in the First Amendment.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying this judge, yeah, how can you shut down a site? And then all these people found the back route in anyway through the code. This one is for your inner spy, wannabe spy, someone who wants the kind of gear that Q gave to James Bond movie after movie. Blogger Alex Santoria on Webopon has come up with 10 things he calls barely legal gadgets, and he tells you how to find them, and he includes a huge disclaimer that it's up to you to obey the law, and I am piggybacking on that disclaimer.
Use the power for good, not evil.
At number one, it's a laser, because he says you need to cut through things. It should fit in your watch, but while technology isn't around yet, you can find some pretty good ones online. He also says, number four, you might need some intrusion gear. And it's your standard grappling hook.
Always have intrusion gear.
Yeah, number
Never
five.
Never leave home without it.
Biometric security, voice recognition, retina scanners. See Alias for more information. Eight, self-defense, throwing stars, trank darts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. At 10, he links to a site which has actual X-ray glasses. Now, that's what the site says. I've not tried them on. I don't know if they work. But it would make sense that that could probably help you out.
That's cool. I gotta say, my inner spy likes that. Okay, now I'm gonna tell you about a man who, his life is about design and taking stuff that might be not so cool and making it very cool. His name is Todd Oldman.
Oldham,
thank you. Clearly not a close friend of mine. And he has a new job redesigning, giving a new look to Old Navy. Let's take a listen to a little bit of what's going on there.
What's fresh for spring? Go graphic in ethnic flavored mixed prints. Pair this wood bead accented tank with skinny jeans, leather sandals, and neutral accessories for pure weekend chic.
Ethnic flavored prints? Really?
And all that catwalk music?
Yeah.
It's like they've suddenly become chic. They're going for this whole chic thing.
I guess so. Good luck with that. But, you know, it could work out. They're trying to follow the lead of Kentucky Fried Chicken and video cassette recorders. And from now on, Old Navy will be known as an acronym, O-N. Apparently, Todd Oldham, took over in October, and new lines are arriving in stores now. Look for belted rompers, cuffed shorts, and fitted pencil skirts.
You know what? I'm hoping that Old Navy stays sort of egalitarian. I always liked they had something from size 1 to size 48 for people. Like, everybody could go to Old Navy and get something for $20.
It's true.
I'm hoping that still sticks around. An Iranian court is requiring a man to fork over 124,000 roses he promised his wife in her dowry. All right, they've been married 10 years, but she finally filed the complaint saying her husband was, quote, very stingy. And the court has confiscated the man's apartment until he pays up on the bouquets. He says he can only afford to give her 5 roses a day. At that rate, it will take him about 67.9 years to pay off the rose dowry. Roses cost about $2 a piece in Tehran, which makes the total cost $248,000. We're suggesting go bulk.
I mean, this family must have had some money. I'm serious. As you mentioned, wouldn't we rather take the cash?
Oh, no, I'd rather have the roses. I was the one
that
wanted
the roses. Oh, really? You wanted the roses. I'll take the cash. Thanks.
Promise?
Next time
is
I get
promise?
Married in Iran. Hey, folks, that's your ramble. These stories and more on our website, npr.org. Bryant Park.
I like flowers.